Hey guys, it's your girl DF. Welcome to another episode of Letting Off Your Chest. It's nice to have you back. Hey, today we'll be talking about friends and community. Yeah, I think that's what we'll call it, friends and community. Alright, growing up, I'm a friend of Daniel's. Growing up, we had a lot of people around. It was hard to shake them off. Yeah. We grew up in a kind of a very tight-knit community now. Not everybody knew everybody. Mom was my mom, my dad didn't know that kind of thing. So it was pretty hard to be a loner. If you're a loner, just be a loner on your own. But you know, we had a lot of friends, people around, and I think I appreciate it more now that I am an adult. You know, when you're younger, you might feel, especially as a teenager, you might feel choked up and, you know, closed in, that kind of thing. But now I've come to appreciate the relationships I built growing up. I mean, I have a lot of friends, a lot of family friends, a lot of family members now. I am close with, I mean, relate with. And I realize the importance of these friends around us. They're meant to be there as a source of strength. You know, you pull energy. You can't pull energy from the people around you. So the relationships I established from a young age has grown with me. We've grown together. Take Daniel for instance. I think I've known him for over, say, 14 years now. Yeah, 14 years. We were quite young when we met, and I've, amongst other friends of ours, of course, I've grown up to see changes. I mean, it's that feeling of camaraderie. I hope I pronounced that properly. It's the feeling of camaraderie, right? That strengthens our relationship. We're so different, yet so similar. I think that's what I mean. And I appreciate these relationships. Like, others have come along the way, but the foundation had to be pretty solid for us to build the relationship that came afterwards. So I appreciate my community right now. I mean, sometimes I want to be alone, of course. Sometimes I just want to take some time to myself, me time. Understood. But I can't categorically say I am alone now. So it feels weird when I see people take pride in being, quote unquote, a lone wolf. I don't move with the pack. I'm my own. With my little island. Excuse me. Forget I said that. But then, I don't know why you want to take pride in being a loner. I mean, there are a lot of people around you. People who you have things in common with. Appreciate it. Life is short. We shouldn't segregate ourselves intentionally away from crowds because you think nobody might understand. Honey, please don't say that. No, there are a lot of people around. It's left for us to open ourselves to establishing these new relationships. Granted, of course, people being people might want to take advantage of your kind-heartedness. You might be scarred once or twice, probably even 10 times, but that shouldn't mean that you completely shut yourself away from establishing relationships and beginning fresh, getting fresh starts. No, there were situations where I myself was the bad friend, that was the toxic one. But then, if we realize we are human, we're not perfect, it gives us a chance to salvage the relationships we thought we had lost. And the ones we did lose gave us the strength to carry on. But then, if we totally show ourselves out from the world, we do not get opportunities to repent of those bad friendships and embrace new ones as new people. We all need friends. And I had inspiration for this topic by watching Friends, the popular TV sitcom. Hallelujah. Huh. Oh well. We're not meant to do life alone. Nobody is meant to live life as one person. No. Let us be open to the idea of establishing relationships, carry on older relationships, not leaving those aside because you have new ones now. No. We're meant to carry them too. Friendships from your childhood, you know, colleagues from work who became friends, long distance family members whom you got closer to. These kind of relationships, they matter, they help one in the future. However, I do not take for granted my community. I do not take for granted my friends. I adore you all. You're all very special to me. Shout out, public shout out to all my friends. I appreciate everything you have done. I am exceedingly proud of you, and I cannot wait to see you guys at the top. For me to you, it has been absolutely lovely talking with you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, please kindly share the links to your friends and your family so they can as well benefit. Enjoy the rest of your day. Arrivederci. Goodbye. Au revoir. Adios.